Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And a little later than usual, here's Darren.
Good morning, Audrey. Well, Liverpool went 9 points clear at the top of the Premier League table yesterday evening. 2-0 win against Manchester City. City now 11 points off the leaders and without a win in 7 matches. They've actually lost the last 4 league games. And as you can imagine, the Liverpool fans didn't hold back at Anfield. They were chanting, "You're getting sacked" in the morning to Pep Guardiola. You don't really see him usually get too heated about these things, but he took the unusual step for him to put the 6 fingers up, indicating how many league titles he's won as City manager. He played down the interaction after the game.
Listen, I'm so proud for my 6 Premier Leagues against that team in the previous teams. I'm so sorry. I didn't expect Anfield with 0-2 start to chant be sacked. Maybe I deserve to be sacked, honestly. With the results, maybe I'm still in job because we won 6 Premier Leagues, a lot of titles. Otherwise, the hierarchy maybe will think, oh, it doesn't work. Yeah, it's fine. So it's what it is. At the end, it's part of the game. When you win, you laugh. When you lose, they laugh.
Yeah, that is Pep. It's some bad run, isn't it? Hear from the Liverpool camp later. Chelsea 3-0 winners against Aston Villa. I think Chelsea are moving in a really good direction at the moment and just in joint second there with Arsenal. Manchester United beat Everton 4-0, big win for them. And Tottenham and Fulham drew 1-1. A couple of big shocks in the AIB Club Championships yesterday. Cork side Sarsfields beat a hotly fancied Ballygunner in the Munster hurling final. They'll now play Schlachtneil in the All-Ireland semi-final after they beat Portaferry in the Ulster final. They looked well out of it until the 45 minute, and then they got 2 quick goals, got a foothold, and from there they won it by a goal. In football, Kildare Strandhill overcame Pádraig Pearses to win their first Connacht title ever. They won it by a point after extra time to become the first Sligo team to win a provincial title like this since 1983. Kilkerran Clonburn beat Clanearen to advance to the Ladies Club final. They'll be going for 4 in a row when they play Kilmacud Crokes in that decider. And another Galway team, Sarsfields, have reached another Camogie final. They'll meet True Clonlara in the decider. They've become the first Clare team to reach an All-Ireland club final, but the performance of the day was that victory for Sarsfields, one of the comebacks of the weekend. 9 points down at one stage. They won it by a single point. The winner scored by Cuiva Kelly, and when they did take the lead at the very end, that was the first time they'd been in front in the entire game. Angelina Nugent spoke to her afterwards.
Oh, stop. I'm still trying to process it now, to be honest. And the final whistle went, it's just such a relief and just so glad to get over the line.
What a game, such a tough game. Like, Na Shamrogha came out and started really strongly. They had 2 goals on the board after 3 minutes. Is there any point there where you start doubting the process?
Like, we knew that they had pacey forwards and stuff, and like they're obviously going to get their purple patch, but there's no point panicking, and we kind of just stayed tapping over our points in. Like, after half time, we came out. Like, we didn't force anything either, so we're just happy with that.
What's said at half time with something like that? Because you had come back into it well in the last kind of 10 minutes of the first half. I presume with an experienced side like yourselves, there's no panic.
Yeah, like in the last 10 minutes of the first half, we kind of started coming into it. So then in the dressing room, we were kind of like just refocus and not to panic and just come out in the second half and just go again.
Yeah, it certainly did the trick, didn't it? Lossie Mouth claimed the Hatton's Grace hurl at Fairy House, trained by Willie Mullins, ridden by Paul Townend. Judd Trump overcame Barry Hawkins to win the UK Championship final, won 10 frames to 8 there. And finally, world champion Max Verstappen won the Qatar Grand Prix.